Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight Frolics, starring Jimmy Dinigan, Abbott Costello, Lauren Hardy, All the Nuts, and this one.
And that one.
Yeah, you know where I got that idea, folks? I'll tell you the story behind that, see? I was doing this show off, you heard of Off-Broadway? Well, this is off-Broadway. So far off-Broadway, you can't even find it. And one of the fellows who was producing this show was the guy who advertised Marlboro cigarettes. Yeah. One night he almost died from one of them. Yeah, so he's sitting there in the front seat, see. I said, what are you smoking that junk for? What are you, crazy? We're trying to sing. So this chick's going around backstage, one of the cats going, brr, brr, brr. I said, what are you, a motorboat or a girl? Brr, brr. I said, why are you doing that? She said, I'm warming up my voice. It helps me sing better. So she starts singing. I said, you know what? You need more than that. I think you need laryngitis aleritis. Because you got a horrible voice. How dare you? This is your disabled friendly philosopher. Give me some background music there, maestro.
Okay. All right. Maestro. Something's
well,
real fishy
I'll
tell about
you, folks,
maestro tonight. Okay, go
what
ahead.
A mess in the world today. It's horrible.
Oh God,
you know,
yes.
I mean you got the vaccination, you got the hallucination, you got the aberration. Yeah. Did you hear about the fellow who well that's coming up later. The fellow who his wife wouldn't let him in the house because he didn't get vaccinated.
Really?
Yeah, about that later. Anyway, we got the lowdown, see, of what happened in the lab. Now, nobody knows this, but we found out. Yeah. So you got the two guys working side by side, see? And one fella gets on the... You know how everybody talks on those stupid phones these days? Yeah. So this fella gets on the phone with his girlfriend. And she's yelling at him on the phone. Can't you hear me? What's the matter with you? Are you deep? If you're deaf, don't come home. I'm prejudiced. He's going, no, I'm not deaf. They're running the machines here, the oscillizer. What the hell is an oscillizer? Oh, that's where we don't mix up the vaccines, honey, so you get the right one. So he says, Charlie, will you shut that oscillator off? I can't hear. And she can't hear me. So Charlie goes over and he pushes the wrong button, see, because he's all upset now because he's got to get this oscillator. He's got the deadline with the oscillator. All the bottles are lined up there, the vials. And, you know, like that old Lucy show, Vita, 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 Vita.
Yeah.
And they had to put the stuff in the bottle, and the bottle comes down the assembly line.
And the chocolate.
And what they did was, folks, they stopped the oscillator, and the whole thing got mixed up. And that's what happened. And that's why the people got the clotty blood. Yeah.
Oh.
This is your disabled, friendly philosopher with a word to the wise. Don't take it, you idiot.
And now they're testing it on little children all the way down to the age of 2. That, I don't agree with.
What is that, a new law?
No, they just started the other research. That's all. They just, that was it. It's no law. It's just something disgusting.
Oh, somebody's doing research like that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Ugh. Where are they getting these children from?
You know what they do? They have lists that people could start up, you know, say, okay, I'd like to try this, this, and this, and then they pay you dearly. That's all I gotta say.
They pay you to abuse your child now.
Yeah. basically.
Give them this vaccine that hasn't been fully tested. This,
yep,
ladies and gentlemen, is modern-day science.
Yes.
And the degradation thereof.
That
sounds like a case for Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. Yes, Holmes. Terrible. What they're doing to the little children, you know, pushing that poison right into them now. Yes, Watson. Looks like we have to leave Baker Street and investigate. What a mess, I'm telling you, man. They don't know what
when
they're
I
doing.
Heard
that. Going too far.
Yeah, they've gone crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's all about money.
Not for nothing. What they should be doing and what they are doing are really, really, I just don't get it.
Now, how much money are they paying the parents to get to give these kids
well,
the stuff?
Well, it depends on what they're doing. I haven't found out how much they're paying, but I know from other drugs that they do test, what they do is they give you compensation for the, you know, the cost of the drug, and they also give you, like, anywhere from, like, $500. You know, people can be really destitute.
$500 to risk your child's life?
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen with this? I got something to tell you. You're going to get all these criminals now, all these criminals and all these perverts. They're going to drag these kids in and say, here's another one.
This is my kid. This is my kid. Right.
Yeah.
Yep. No, but they got to, they must got to verify.
Who the hell knows?
Right.
If they're desperate
enough.
They
might have all those kids.
For bodies, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy. This is absolutely insane. And the President of the United States should do something about it.
I think he should.
All right, Inner Sight Frolics, and let me before we proceed any longer, we got Jackie Gleason coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, and Abbott Lauren Hardy.
Yep.
Abbott Costello, maybe. All right.
Abbott Costello doesn't have a, you know, a skit yet. Want me
what?
To look for one? I don't have a skit for Abbott Costello. You wanna?
Yeah, we could find one if we want. Anyway, Big East Taquita Rescue, Little Bear, Joanne Diamond, the Akita, the down in Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004. All right, Big East Taquita Rescue. And Kennedy Realty, my buddy there in Islip, I want to thank him for his $100 donation. Mr. Kennedy.
I miss him. Yeah.
All right. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. Check him out. All right, let's see. Some of our friends of the past. Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Baccaro's Italian Tavern, and Troy Law Center. Oh, by the way, if you need a civil rights lawyer, we got a guy for you. And he, you know why he's a good lawyer? I'm going to tell you why. Because the judges want to get rid of him, see?
That's right.
He goes in the courtroom and he goes, the judge says, what is your name? What? Can you spell that?
Monday.
What? Never mind. Just sit down, counselor. I am sitting down. I'm in a wheelchair. Stop that. All right. Judge told him to sit down.
Woo!
Hey, Your Honor, can I be a lawyer? Oh, shut up. Get him out of here. Imagine if Jimmy Dinigan was a lawyer. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
You know, I mean, my client is anything. All she wanted was a little drink of pound ginger ale. That's all she
wants. Woo! I'd be saying to him, that pound ginger ale is going to go out.
My
window,
client,
you know,
wouldn't hurt a little kitty cat. And my client loved kitty cat.
There you go.
It's a good kitty cat. Jimmy is a lawyer. All right. Fire on Monday, 516-783-9662. Yeah. Civil rights. Let's see. Oh, yeah, speaking of the children, take care of them, watch out for them, keep them away from people who want to give them vaccine, that's for sure.
Could you imagine?
You know, I bet there's a lot of people in this country who are totally against that.
Oh, I agree.
You're not getting my child. Can you imagine down in Texas,
oh,
with
no,
so many, some of these guys, you know, everybody has a gun down there. Don't you come near my door, boy. I shoot your ass from here to Hatterana. You're not getting my little one. This is my boy, my girl. Stay away from here. Take that needle and shove it. Take this job and shove it. Yeah, that's it. You heard that? You heard that? That paycheck song? Just that's what you can do with it. Cause you're not putting it on my kids.
Nope.
All right. In a sight. We remember, of course, Corey Foster, Little Tommy.
Yeah, it's
and,
approaching the anniversary.
Quindo, Ollie Campbell.
Of it.
All the little ones. And go an extra mile for a child. All right. Let's see. I want to thank my buddy in Ice Lip Cleaners, my buddy Danny, $100 donation.
Oh, very nice.
All right. I want to thank Olga Murray, Ice Lip Town Clerk, $50 donation. Hey, it sounds like a telethon already.
It sure does.
Keep it going, man.
Keep it going, everybody. It's important.
I
want really to
thank my buddy
people.
Sal from the Sal from the Acai Cafe pledged a donation.
Yeah.
Amount to be disclosed later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like that. Maybe it'll be bigger.
You
all right.
Know. He liked us all when we did that wedding.
In his sight.
Wedding. He liked us a lot.
And, let's see. Yeah, around the world. Oh, how about the Able News? You better do the Able News.
Yeah, Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Hey, don't forget to sign our petition, service dog schools, and the nursing home. Nursing homes kill people. Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Sign the petition and look for our news releases out there. All right. By the way, I don't mean to brag, but yours truly donated over $300 to Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world, let's see, we got coming up. Oh, Lauren Hardy, since it's my birthday week. Lauren Hardy with the birthday. You got any Lauren Hardy music?
Yes, I do. Give me a second.
Give it a wing. Go ahead.
Okay.
Here we go.
Waiting for the thing to pop up.
And the biting
up.
Buzzard strikes again.
Yeah, I don't know why it's not coming up right now. Hold on. I'm sorry. Here it is.
All right, in a sight with the biting buzzard.
No.
Jimmy Dinigan coming up.
Okay. Danny would like to speak when
who is the stupid doctor that said if you can snap your fingers, you don't have arthritis? What are you, a moron? Get out of here.
You heard what I said? When you get a chance, Danny, I'd like to speak. Okay. Frank.
Quiet.
Quiet.
Well, today's the big day, Stanley. Well, what's so big about it? It's raining out. That's got nothing to do with it. I don't mind a little rain on my parade. But I don't like parades. I'm not going. Will you cut that out? Today is my birthday.
There you go.
Well, how old are you? How old am I? Well, how old do I look? Well, let's see. 2 times 4, 5. Carry the aught. Let's see. 175. What's 175? That's the many times that you aggravated me over the last year. Will you... You don't look a day over 85, Ollie. What? 85? Are you crazy? Well, how old are you? I'm 39 years old. 39? Well, who do you think you are, Jack Benny? Did somebody call my name? Jack Benny, that's me. Is that my cue? Well, what do you know? It's him. It's really him. How'd you get here? Well, I walk. You don't think I'm going to take a bus, do you? Too much money.
Too much money.
Now, wait a minute. Are you really Jack Benny? Well, of course I'm Jack Benny. Who else would be as cheap not to take a bus and to walk? Jack Benny. Well, did you come to celebrate his birthday? Well, you might say that, as long as it doesn't cost anything. Gee. Yeah, well, Mr. Benny, would you... Now, I guess you wouldn't. What? Would you take him out to dinner and give me some peace for the day? Take him out to... Well, as long as he pays. What? It's my birthday and you want to take me out to dinner and I have to pay? What kind of an arrangement is that? That's called a Jack Benny special. And that's where we're going to go, to the Jack Benny special restaurant.
There you go.
Why don't you come along with us, Stanley?
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, Ed. I guess I should. All right, fellas, now just sit down, and I'll get the waiter, and, we'll feast. Oh, waiter. Waiter. Gee, I wonder where the waiter is.
Nice.
Well, he's not coming. Oh, no, it's you again, Mr. Benny. What are you doing here? I told you we couldn't serve you again. Well, now, wait a minute. What do you mean you can't serve me? I'm a big television star. Yeah. And you give the waiter a nickel tip. Well, that was my last plug nickel. You should appreciate it. Now listen, we run a top-rate establishment. We cannot have big stars giving tips of a nickel. It makes us look bad. Do you know that that got written up in the Los Angeles Times? Jack Benny gave a nickel of a tip? Gee, that's wonderful. It's a good way to get your name in the paper, Mr. Jack. Well, now, wait a minute. That's an insult. Who put that in the paper? Well, the fellow who was sitting behind you was the editor of the New York Times, of the Los Angeles Times. Well, now, what about my birthday? Where's my dinner? who are you? I'm Oliver Hardy. Never heard of you. Are you famous? Wait, don't worry. He's with me. Uh-oh. That's trouble. Now, all three of you get out. We can't serve you. Well, now, wait a minute. I'm willing to be reformed and make up for my bad tipping in the past. So, here's 7 cents.
Get out of here! 7 cents!
Woo! 7 cents. All right, in a sight, you know, everybody wanted you to think Jack was so cheap. Contrary,
how did he get that? How did he get that whole skit going with him being cheap? Who started
that?
His
image. The image that made him so funny.
Made
him
famous. Yeah.
Forget the time where George Burns came out on the stage and the one where Jack gave him a check and the check bounced. It was
that
so
was
funny,
it.
Man.
You
know.
And then that
and Jack was
it.
Jack was doing his monologue, and George Burns comes walking out, you know, and everybody applauds, of course, you know.
Yeah.
And he's got the cigar.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, Jack, what are you going to do about it?" What am I going to do about what? What are you talking about, George? You know what I'm talking about. The check you gave me. Gracie took it to the bank. They almost arrested her. So funny. And they went on and on and on, you know. But it was so funny. And then Rochester came out
really
and said, my check bounced too, Mr. Burns. He did. Well, I can't help it. It's a sickness.
It's a sickness.
Well, you better go to the doctor because I got to get
tested. That's good. I like that answer.
Oh, man, don't forget it. It's so funny.
It's a sickness.
That Benny stands there. He doesn't crack a smile, you know.
Yeah, and then everybody
I don't know how
applauds.
He did it.
Yeah.
He never cracked a smile. You know, that serious look
hard.
On his face, and that's what made people laugh more, you know.
Yeah, because he had this look, and he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah. He was a genius, that guy.
He was.
Anyway, Inner Sight, Frolics, let's see, Louie's coming up later.
Yeah.
Louie... the lip with his craziness. And, oh, we got, did you hear the one, the old Red Fox one, where Grady comes in and he's all sad, you know, and dejected. Oh, Fred, did you hear what happened? What happened, Grady? Oh, I got to watch television. I got no time now. Hurry up. Tell me. Wardell Jackson, He went and got the vaccination. Vaccination. Jackson got vaccination. Well, what happened? Yeah, and after he was so happy jumping around and skipping around in the street, and then he went to the bar and keeled over and died right at the bar.
No.
Because of the vaccination. You sure it wasn't because of the drink?
Yeah.
Well, it was the vaccination mixed up with the drink that really did him in. Or did him out.
Did him out for the count.
What?
That's it. Lights out.
Yeah, so how's about a little, let's see, honeymoon music? Got any honeymoon music?
Hang on, let me just stick.
And then we got to get Louie, if he's around.
Okay. Yeah, right. Honeymoon music.
Last week I had to imitate him. That wasn't easy, you know.
Oh, that, you know, I know. And then we have...
Give me a hard job. I don't get paid for this, you know.
Wait, what happened here? Okay, here.
All right.
You ready?
Oh, there it is.
I don't know what happened to Danny now. He left both of them. I guess he didn't think we were going to get him on.
Well, Norton, I have here the greatest discovery since alcohol. What do you got there, Rob? Well, it's a little saying, see. Now, you know how I get mad and everything, flying off the handle and all that, and yelling, screaming, carrying on. Oh, I know about that, Rob. Well, Father comes up to me, he says, "You look like the mad type." I said, "What do you mean by that? Get away from me, see what I mean?" So he says, "I got a saying, you say this, and you'll never be mad and angry again." I said, "What?" He said, "Are you ready?" I said, yeah, all right. Pins and needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Now, what am I mad about? And you know something, Norton? I couldn't remember what I was mad about. Pins and needles, needles and pins, happy man who grins. That's it. That's the saying. I just wish I had something right now to make me mad to test it. Wait a minute, Ralph. Here you are. Take a look at this. They raised the rent 15%. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Who's at the door? It must be the landlord. He's going around with these notices. Wait a minute. Oh, hello there, Mr. Johnson there. Oh, hello, yes. Did you get one of... Yeah, we all got it. Ralph is testing out his new, new cure for the madness. Pins and needles and pins, it's a happy man who grins. See, Mr. Johnson, this is the way this pins and needle things work, see? Now he's going to go in the other room, he's going to calm down, and then he's going to come out, all collected there, and fought the battle with himself, won the battle, and now he comes out, 1, 2, 3, you are not getting one dime out of me. Pins and needles, needles and pins. Oh, shut up. But I had to prove hardship. Hardship? What'd you use, a picture of this dirty joint? That wasn't easy. listen, Johnson. Now listen, Johnson. You think you're going to get money out of me? You're crazy.
That's right.
You're as bad as that guy who invented that stupid vaccine and killed people. The name Johnson. You ought to change that name, first of all. I wouldn't want the name Johnson. Pins and needles. Needles. Oh, shut up with that. Now, this is war. Norton and I lock ourselves in our apartment. You won't be able to get in. Now, what do you think of that? Oh, you lock yourself in your apartment? I'll shut off the water and the electricity and the heat. You won't have no... You wouldn't dare. Pins and needles, needles and pins. Oh, shut up. All right.
You crazy, man.
Inner sight. That's the new saying, folks.
Yeah.
You get mad. Pins and needles, needles and pins. It's a happy man who grins. Or woman.
Yeah, or woman.
All right, what'd you say? Danny hung up?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Okay. You got Maureen, though.
He thought I was crazy. That's all right.
I think he knows.
Did you hear about the guy in the street with the new vaccine?
Yeah.
I got a new vaccine, man. The vaccine makes you dance.
That sounds like Gabriel.
It's a dancing vaccine, man. Yeah, he's wearing a dress.
Hi, Gabriel. How you doing?
He's got long braids in his hair and rainbow makeup. He started dancing.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's dancing in the street.
He's dancing.
Along. What are you doing, buddy? So I'm dancing. I'm dancing with the vaccine. What? What are you talking about? I got the new vaccine. Yeah. Oh, this is the greatest, man. Yeah, the governor passed it.
Yeah.
I got it. You got it, all
right. It's handy dandy. It helps everything.
Woo! And he's dancing in the street with the vaccine. You know, and he said, everybody should take this. Yeah, it's the best one.
Really? What does it do?
It makes you dance. It makes you dance, so it boosts your immune system. When you dance, all the circulation gets all going and all that.
Who's it created by? That's all I want to know.
Oh, one of some company over there in China. Yeah,
oh,
they made it over there in China. Some Chinese guy blew up the house and...
forget about it.
And in the middle of the whole thing was this bottle, and he said, I got a vaccine.
Exactly.
And he started taking it, and he started dancing. He did the Chinese mamba.
The Chinese mamba.
Woo!
Oh,
and that's
crazy.
The vaccine. All right, in a sight, we got, who's on the line, anybody?
Just Maureen. She's waiting for you.
Oh, what happened to Louie? No Louie?
No Louie and no Daniel. Danny.
All right. So let's take Maureen. Want to talk on the air? All right.
Yes, she
here
does.
Here we go.
Here she comes.
You know, I figured out a good way to make money with this show. I ought to charge people for talking on the air. Gee, you know the money I'd make?
You'd make a lot of money.
I'll hook up with
all
the commission for the blind. Yes, I call the commission. I say, hey, look, you got any blind idiots that don't know better? Tell them to call $5.
And then you pay, and then the commission pays for the experience. Sorry.
<That's it. laughs>
All right. Here we go. Let's
inner sight.
Here comes Maureen.
Maureen on the, from Queens on the air.
Here she comes.
Hello there.
Hi, guys.
You like the commission
funny,
pays for it?
Yep. Funny show. What did you say?
Pins and needles.
You like
needles
the
and pins.
Pays for it?
I saw that episode so many times the past few years.
Yeah,
my
funny,
mom
right?
and I watched it, you know, on TV.
Me too.
It used to be on, I don't know, still is channel. It was on a couple times, I think, Channel 11 Saturday night. So, and
yeah.
we had watched it before that, too. It's a good show.
Yeah, if you
great
put
show.
The Honeymooners on for me now, I'll just sit there. And I'll just watch it.
I'm sorry,
should I? I said, if you put the Honeymooners on now, I'll just sit and watch
yeah.
it. I love it. For my kids.
Oh, yeah, it's a good show. It's a,
yeah,
yeah
I love
it's
it.
A
yeah.
good show. All those
yeah.
old shows were so good, you know?
But they just have the same things. I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
No, it's not, there's an echo again. That's what the
yeah, really
okay.
bad. Yeah, really bad too. I don't know why.
You hear the echo?
Yeah, I do.
Hmm. Yeah, what were you saying?
That's the reverb.
yeah, the reverb.
Reverberation.
got a reverb for Friday night. Start singing and your voice will sound beautiful. The reverberation.
Both times
both
when it comes
times,
back as
an
echo,
back
too, right?
how you feel?
Hanging in. So tired of hearing the same old.
Hey, do they have any? I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Finish your thought.
That's okay. No, that's okay.
Do they have any?
It wasn't important anyway.
Do they have any comedy over there at the nursing home?
They have more, you know, people that sang than, did comedy or anything. There was one guy, he came to Silvercrest. He was excellent. He was at Woodcrest, too. He was called, what was it now? Something drummer. But he left, like, the residents and the visitors, too. They gave out like tambourines or the top part of a drum and the mallets, and then they played songs and you had to sing along and then you had to tell who the artist was, and everybody was really into that of all ages, you know. They played a lot of 70s, which my mom and I loved the 70s, so that was great. I remember one time everybody was just all, you know, up and singing and dancing into it, and well, my poor mom was, not everybody was, but everybody was into it, whether you could get up or not, everybody was singing with it and all, you know. So that was nice.
Yeah,
and
nice.
That, you know, I bet they missed, you know.
Did he
and
do any imitations?
I'm sorry?
Did he do any imitations?
No, but I wanted to say, you do very good ones. You do the Watson one is great, and Red Fox
yeah.
is great. You do very good imitations.
He does all of
really.
Them. He's a variety show. Right in one person.
Yeah, I know, but that Watson tonight was excellent, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We we got coming up the the wife who wouldn't let her husband in the house because he didn't take the vaccine. That's coming up, and Jimmy Dinigan's coming
one day.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if he's still around, Jimmy, and. It would be nice, like you said, Suzanne, to have him on the show one night. That would be fun. We've heard so much about him, you know.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Dinigan?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting
to see,
you know. But, yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think we looked him up one night, me and my brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we couldn't find him.
People move and everything too, so you know. People move around and everything. Yeah. Okay. I hope he's well. Hope everybody's well. I hope Louis well. He hasn't. This is second week now. He's not been off.
Well, he probably has somebody using the phone. Louis, you said. I can't hear you. Reverb. Somebody is on the phone right now. He calls in. He'll call in real quick.
All right. In the site, let's see if we
and
can
And Danny, Danny, that was good with Danny last night. He should call in more often, too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was real fun. I enjoyed Danny calling in and speaking.
Yeah, people shouldn't be afraid. They should get on and talk.
In fact, I would bite the other person who made fun of anybody on the phone this year. I would really be very upset.
Well, nobody should make fun of anybody because it's not anybody's fault. They have a disability, and they have to realize one day they may be disabled, too. So would they like someone to make fun of them?
That's right.
God put us all on this earth with whatever we have, and people have to be, tolerant
and,
and understand. We're doing our best.
I learned one thing. When I get those episodes myself, I can't talk. It's the most frustrating thing for me. I can only imagine how frustrating it is for him when people don't really take the time to listen. So I know what a little bit I can empathize.
People don't even take the time to listen to so-called normal people.
Exactly.
Yeah, people don't take the time to listen anymore at all, you know, to anybody. But he did a good job last night. He really did.
He did very good.
Yeah, he said that was the first time I had ever heard him, but he did a very good job.
I understood him.
All right, in a sight, let's go on with the funnies. Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
We're
calling in. Take care, guys. Good show. Okay.
And
thank you.
Yeah. So this story was on the news, but you know, you got to not the regular news. This the far out news. You know, this is the news that,
out of reach.
That nobody sees. You know, I mean, you got to search for it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, so this guy goes to get the vaccine, see?
Uh-oh.
And he's afraid he don't like needles. So he fakes it. He doesn't get it, you know. And the doctor or whoever it was called the wife and says, you know, your husband is contaminated. He wouldn't take the vaccine. He's now contaminated with the epivirus. So she goes, oh my God. You know.
Yeah, I could see people doing that too.
So he comes back home, and the door's locked, the windows are locked, everything's locked. And he says, honey, let me in. I'm home. You're not coming in this house. You're contaminated. He goes, what? You're discombobulated and contaminated. Get away from my door. What are you talking about? We've been married for 15 years. And now you're contaminating me. I will not have it. I'm calling my mother. Your mother. So she wouldn't let him in, see?
Yeah.
I heard you didn't take that vaccine. I told you to take it. Now you're contaminated. But the vaccine is horrible. Didn't you hear about the women who got the blood clots? You're not a woman, you idiot. So she calls the cops, see? The cops come. You know, and you know, they got to be careful because they don't want to be sued, you know. So the cop says, do you live here? You have any ID? Sure, I live here. What kind of a question is that? here's my driver's license. Oh, all right. So the cop knocks on the door, you know, Miss... What's your wife's name? Gloria. Gloria, you got to let the guy in. He lives here.
I'm not letting him in. I'm not letting you in.
I'm not even going to let the doctor in. I'm going to take the vaccine. And he can sleep in the garage.
There you go.
How can I sleep in the garage? I'm not a car. So anyway, the moral of the story is, of course, if you don't take it, you know, you might lose your part of your life.
Freedom.
I don't know, a part of your family. Who knows what the way people think, some people, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Crazy. Kind of stupid.
Well, it's kind of weird because I was thinking that was going to happen when I took the first vaccine. And I read something that they were planning on doing that and requiring people to do that. So I'm like, how could they do this when one of the sets of the vaccines had to be pulled and put on pause? How could they do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they'll never get away with it.
I don't
think they
will.
All you got to do is say, you didn't test this stuff. You want me to take it? Get out of here.
Yeah, right.
Go and test it first. Then I'll go and test it for 7 years first, and then I'll think about it.
Yeah.
How can they force people to take something they haven't tested? That's crazy.
Well, that
you know what that would be? That would be the downfall of this country if they ever tried to do that.
Oh, yeah, they would. And I think they would. I don't know. I just have that feeling. Every time I think about it. No, you don't think so?
No.
Mm.
They'll never try that. Never get away with it.
I know they wouldn't get away with it, but I think they would try it. Really, I do. The way things
try
are going
anything.
Lately.
Mm-hmm. All right, in sight. Where's is Louis on the line?
Let me check. If that man called in.
Louis the Lip.
Okay, let's see. No, not yet. I'm worried about that little dude. Last weekend, this week, what's up with him? Is he okay?
Oh, my brother wanted me to do, this is dedicated to my brother Phil.
Okay.
The Whistler.
Oh, the Whistler.
All right. Inner Sight, and, oh, yeah. You know, remembering when you were kids and all that in school and, you know, and all the crazy things that happened.
Yeah, of course.
You know, and, of course, Jimmy Dinigan and Janie were always at the center of all this stuff. You know, oddly enough, you know, certain kids in school just had to be noticed, you know.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was one of them, and then Janie would join in, you know. And
yeah.
I remember one day we were doing arithmetic, you know. I don't know if people know what a slate looks like with type when you're blind. You have these little metal things, and you put them in a hole, and you turn them different ways, and it represents a different number, so you could feel it.
Oh, it's a little different than a regular
make
slate.
An example out of
right.
it. You know. So anyway, we started doing, you know, teacher said, now take out your arithmetic slate. So everybody takes out their slate. This was a classic, you know. Everybody takes out their slate. And you keep your type in a little bag, you know.
Yeah.
So Jimmy sneaks when nobody was looking, I guess, or quiet. He's so quiet. He's crawling on the floor.
Oh, my God.
And he puts his hand up. And he snatches Janie's bag with the type. and he puts it, and he goes back to his desk, you know. And Janie's unaware, and she gets all, Miss Ma, I can't find my type. Where's my type? I can't find it. Where is it? And Miss Ma goes, Janie, keep still. But I got to have the type. I'm going to fail arithmetic. I know I'm going to fail. Somebody help me. Where's my type? And Jimmy starts laughing. Jimmy, what'd you do with my type? Jimmy, stop that. And he starts singing the song, you know. And so now the whole class, just picture 15 blind people walking around with their hands out, feeling everything, trying to find Janie's type.
And he has it, of course.
You know, and Jimmy's got it.
Oh,
it was so funny. And then so finally the teacher says, all right. Everybody sit down and empty your pockets. Jimmy. So
she knew
Jimmy,
him well.
Jimmy had the pants we used to wear in those days, polyester pants.
Oh.
You know, a lot of those polyester leisure suits or whatever the hell it was.
Oh, yeah.
So Jimmy was a great bubble gum chewer.
he had
the bubble gum
in
his pocket, and it melted. And it melted, and he couldn't open his pocket.
Oh, my God.
His pocket was stuck together.
Poor Jimmy.
And the teacher said, what are you doing?
I'm stuck, Miss Ma. I'm stuck. Somebody gotta help me. Call the fire department.
And then he thinks Phil's in the rail again.
And the bubble gum is all stuck in his pocket. He can't open it. And then he finally
and
says,
you all
Janie.
Laughing.
He said, Janie, the type is in the bubble gum. Janie goes, starts screaming.
Oh, my goodness.
Woo!
That's
I'll never forget that, man. It was so freaking so funny.
You were laughing probably the whole time.
Oh, man. We used to have a riot
like a
in that class. What?
He sounds like a character.
Yeah, he was. He was, he would, I don't know what he did, but he would have made a great comedian.
Yeah, he would.
By the way, Inner Sight 213-816-1650, you want to call in, say something stupid or funny. All right.
Yeah.
Mad or Glad Monday coming up. Weekend off.
Yeah.
All right. And Monday, I'm going to reveal on the Mad or Glad about the Independent Living Center. So tune in.
They're in trouble.
Tune in for that.
That's going to be interesting because they called me, you know, too. But they didn't leave any more message or anything. They just wanted me to call back.
Did you call back?
I did, and I left a message.
Oh, no.
And it was...
All right, Inner Sight. And I don't know what happened to Louie, but hope he's all right. I got to call.
Yeah,
call Louie's house.
See what's going on.
See if he's all right.
Yeah, hold on.
All right.
Let me check again our blog here.
Inner Sight.
Sure he's not waiting. No, he's not waiting. Let me try.
Change freedom.
Refreshing.
Advocates for the disabled. And let's see, how much time we got left?
We've got, okay. Oh, sorry. Hold on. Stupid thing. 5 minutes.
Oh, play me, I don't know, play something funny. What do you got funny?
I don't got anything on the board right now, funny.
Huh?
I don't have anything
play
on the board.
You got any Abbott Costello?
No, I don't. But I could look for some.
You had one, would you?
I could look for it. But I had a VA.
Well, we don't have that much time. But...
Yeah, hold on.
I think it was.
Here it is.
I don't know when Jack Benny's birthday is, but.
Abbott and
what do you got?
Abbott
Costello.
Who's on first one? Who's on first?
Oh, good. Play that one. Yeah, just play it.
Okay.
The classic one.
Oh, come on, Suzanne.
In a sight, right here. Abbott and Costello, folks.
Wait a minute. I'm loading it, please.
I wore Costello's hat.
You did?
When I did,
oh,
when
yeah,
I did the show with AB.
Yeah.
Yeah, years ago. This guy, AB, was in burlesques with Lou and Bud, and he came on my show, and he had Lou Costello's hat.
Oh, wow.
And he let me wear it for the show.
Oh, that's cool.
I was honored. All right, let's see.
I can't get it right now. It's not loading up.
No.
It's just, the circle is going and going.
All right, we got technical stuff.
It's
we can't get the Abbott and Costello.
You
got the Jack Benny? Play the Jack Benny.
Yeah, I'll play the Jack Benny.
Play the Jack Benny.
Yeah.
In a sight.
So can I get to Jack Benny now? Oh, for God's sakes now. It will
and,
go to Jack Benny.
Carnegie Hall. Carnegie Hall.
Yeah.
With the great violinist Jack Benny.
Yeah, he's funny. Hold on, let me get this now. There.
All right.
Yeah. It's coming in 2 seconds.
If it works.
And ready.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we take you to Carnegie Hall, where we find America's foremost violinist, Jack Benny, playing a symphonic arrangement of Love in Bloom.
Could I have A, please, Professor? That's close enough.
That's close enough.
if you please, Mike.
If you please, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
you in a sign.
Good night, everyone.